All right, well, this is your online pastor, Pastor Larry James. Don't worry about it. We're not on air yet. Just want to see something here. Yeah, I just hear a lot of static.
Good time.
Oh, yeah, but they watched the whole show, he said.
Okay.
Yeah, that was good. That was a good one.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, ready? No static now, so that's good. Updated. All right, well, this is your online pastor. This is your online pastor, Pastor Larry James, coming to you live from the KAZ Radio Studio. And today I have my main man in the studio about to start us off, none other than the pastor of True Light Church, Pastor Robert Aiken. How you doing, sir?
Wow, Apostle, I'm great today to the listening audience and the viewing audience. I'm super excited, man. The last day of 2013, we're super excited. We took a break last Christmas. I hope everybody had a great Christmas. We were off the air on Tuesday, the most wonderful time of the year, the birth of Christ. Man, just gifts and fun and food and family. It doesn't get no better than that. But celebrating, we did not forget, celebrating the birth of Christ. It's not about a commercial piece. It's about Jesus Christ, our Savior. Just want to say, hope everybody had a blessed, Merry Christmas. Now, Happy New Year tonight. My phone is blowing up right now, man. We got special guests in the house. Three churches in one location coming together. My God, right at True Light, 1799 East 55th Street. All roads lead to 1799 East 55th Street, True Light Church. Everybody calls it the light, man. You got to be there at 10 p.m. It is going to be crazy. We got praise dancers, mime dancers. I got a special guest preacher that's going to rock the house. I got another guest preacher that's going to rock the house, man. I got four preachers under one roof. It's going to be totally crazy and unbelievable.
Amen.
But Carlos said we had to do church and hip-hop. My son's out of town. Carlos making his way here. We getting through the snow, but we're excited. It's the last show of the year. We just want to tell you about the ministry. ministry, Church and Hip Hop. We just believe it's important to reach our young brothers, our young sisters. If you are 21 to 30, this is the show for you, and this is the church for you, man. Come as you are. There's no dress code. There's no staunch religious thing. There's no hypocrisy. There's no this or that, man, just a loving church. You can be sitting beside a brother who's a doctor at Cleveland Clinic and a sister who just got out of Marysville Women's Penitentiary. So we're just excited about what God is doing with the ministry. We had a lot of feedback from Church and Hip Hop. It was something God put on our spirit. It's a powerful move of God. We know we had critics, we had bandwagons, we had this, but the phones have been blowing up at the church. My cell has been blowing up. The young people, man, they just love it. I'm talking about our young adults. We're just proud. We're raising up another generation, and they're ready, man. They're eager, they're willing, they're excited, and they're sharing the gospel, man. We know we're going to be popping bottles tonight, and we're going to be popping grape juice bottles. We got bottles, Apostle. We got those grape juice bottles of Welch's. We got, like, cases of them, man. We got top hats. We got streamers. We got balloons. If you come to True Light, you're going to lose your mind. You're going to be like, Pastor's crazy. Man, we got confetti. We got a pinata ball. What is it called? A pinata ball.
We're
going to bust that. Balloon's going to come out. We got four of them up over the sanctuary. They've been working on the sanctuary since 10 a.m. this morning. 10 a.m. this morning. The church is ready, man. You got to come down. The church is crazy. It's unbelievable. The Christmas decorations. But now we transform that to like a party. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party.
Come on, man.
2013 New Year's Eve service at the Light. That's how we're advertising it. Follow us on Instagram, Pastor_Aiken. Like us on Facebook. Hit us up on our website, www.true-lightchurch.org. Join us for Sunday service, 10 a.m., 11:30 a.m. Wednesday night is our interactive new life in Christ, but we won't be there tomorrow. It's New Year's Eve, man. Celebrate with your family and your friends and all that great stuff. I'm waiting for my main man, Carlos, to get here, better known as Los, Los Ohio 5.
Well, you know, you have had quite a good run since you started Church and Hip Hop here at KAZ Radio.
Yes.
Maybe we can, you know, hit some of the highlights of of it. Now, one of the things that I really enjoyed was even the name.
Yeah, church.
You know, brought, like you said, it brought the haters, it brought the people on the bandwagon.
So many haters.
It brought but it's effective.
It's effective. Yes, Apostle.
It's effective.
Yeah. I think that hip hop name scared a lot of people. I had some people call me pastors, I won't mention no name. They said, "Hey, you sure?" It's the move of the Holy Ghost, man. I'm listening to our young people. I'm not afraid to say this. They said, "Pastor, we need something for us." And the Holy Spirit hit me with it. I shared it with apostles, shared it with my chief deacon. The young people loved it. And, man, they're excited about it, man. They come on the show. They love it. They do it. They promote it. Shout out to Ricardo at the barbershop. They always promote it. At the daycares they work at, the nursing homes they work at, gas stations. All our young people, that's all they're talking about. And we're getting so many on Sunday, apostles. So many people are coming 20 to 30 years old to True Light Church.
Now you are a mastermind in marketing your church. You will want to share some of the things that you've done, you know, not with just KZ. I mean, you have shared your church in maybe even unconventional magazines.
Yes,
and
we did Horizon. You know, we're back in Horizon. Oh, praise God.
Uh-huh.
Man, we did the Horizon shoot, and they went nuts. We went into Horizon magazine. Shout out to my main man, Ronnie Pointer.
Uh-huh.
We went into Horizon magazine, and they went nuts. But we're back in Horizon this February. We'll be back. Check this out.
Okay.
The Red Affair. You like the White Affair. Now it's the Red Affair, man. We're going to be decked out in red, and it's called A Night of Love. It's going to be crazy. We're going to have a singles mingle celebrating Valentine's Day. It's a fundraiser for the building of our new church. People love it, man. Ronnie Pointer said, "Pastor, we have so many calls. You and Horizon, they apostle, it's crazy.
It's good.
I can't believe it.
You can't believe it. And then you also are on another Christian radio station. Why don't you
go ahead
and talk about
that? Shout out to Radio 1000, the praisingest station in the nation. Dr. Daryl and Belinda Scott, Stellar Award nominees again for the second year. Shout out to my main man. He's going to preach for us the second Sunday in January, January 12th. He's going to be there. But shout out to NIV and the NIV Morning Show. Minister Marcus will be in the house January 12th. From New Spirit Revival Center, youth minister Marcus Coleman is going to be preaching the gospel. So every Thursday, 2 p.m., join us for The Light on Radio 1000, the praisingest station in the nation.
Amen. Well, we got one of our guests is here
already.
Oh, yeah.
Already. One of my daughters is
one
in the house.
One of your daughters are in the house.
Yes,
and why don't she pull up a chair? And,
she's going to pull up a chair. Hi, everybody. She's going to introduce herself. I'm so proud of my spiritual daughter, spiritual son. She just got off of work straight here. All of us just coming here. We're getting ready for our New Year's Eve service. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. 10 p.m. at The Light, Jazz. We're going to be popping bottles. I already told them, man, I got cases. I'm going to have my goggles on. It's going to be crazy. You know what I'm talking about. Welch is great.
Amen.
I know y'all will be coming. Can I introduce to my man, my daughter. I'm so proud of her. The Ohio State University college-educated degree, man. She's a mama. She's a working woman. She's all that in a bag of chips. I just love her, man. She's a Nubian queen, princess. She's my girl. She's going to introduce herself to you, my spiritual daughter.
Hello, everybody. My name is Jasmine Harris. I'm 24 years old. Like you said, I am a graduate of The Ohio State University. And I'm a Christian woman.
Yes.
I'm a mother.
Yes.
And I'm just happy to be here. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, we're doing great. It's good to have you back, Jazz. You know, we are doing a little review of some of the past shows, a little bit, if we can remember. I see some of the other guys are starting to flood in.
Yeah, they coming.
But
here go my rival right now.
That's your rival coming to the door.
Coming to the door. Los Ohio 5 and Jazz going to set it off tonight. The last show of the year, man, we super excited. We were going to take a break, Apostle. We've been going hard. Carlos said, Pastor, we can't take a break. Here he is, my main man, my spiritual son.
No, sorry, Carlos.
Well, yeah, man. Los Ohio. We got to get those Instagram names out, too, man. Come on.
Well, so like we were saying, you know, we want to do a show in review, Los. Make sure that mic over there is working okay. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you, sir. And there we go, battling already.
I swear, I got
a show in review. Now, you know, your show has been a popular show.
Popular.
And what I mean by popular, it has had, you know, a lot of people come back to watch it, archive shows.
Right.
A lot of listeners, we've had people call in from other states to talk about some of the topics that we've discussed. And, you know, it's been very real. It's been a very real show. And that's without script.
Mm. Yeah.
No script. What they see is
not
what they
hear. Right.
Phone's on up now. It is what it is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to put that call-up number one more time so people can get that number.
Aww.
But tell me, is everything okay? The baby's crying. Well, go ahead.
She got to step out. Mommy call.
So, Los, you've been one of the more controversial characters.
On
the show. I get called saying, who's that guy laid back, all cream, you know, but they like you as well.
That's right.
You know, because you tell the truth.
He does.
You tell the truth. Tell me about.
Ain't no other way to be, man. Ain't no other way to be, man. That's what you got to do, man. If you don't like it, man, that's on you, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Plain and simple, man. You gotta tell the truth, man. It's better just telling the truth, getting it out there, man.
It's about the truth. Jesus said the truth is set you free, man. That's right. Los is about the truth.
Yeah,
man. One part, y'all tell me.
Now, in your life, you know, I think you had mentioned that you made that transition, you know, from streets to serving, you know, in the church and doing that. Even though you may have been in church most of your life.
Right.
You know, we've had that, and you even said that, you know, which I really enjoyed. One day you said that, you know, you like to tell the people, your friends, to do what's right.
Right.
To
do what's right. Right.
That tells me that you're your own man. I mean, do you have peer pressure? I mean, do you?
Of course.
How do you handle peer pressure? If you're a guy that's going out there telling people to do what's right, how do you handle peer pressure?
Easy, man. Don't come to me with that, man. Like, they come to me with a lot, man. Like I say, man, just like I tell everybody else, It's on. It's my mindset on what I'm gonna do or not. You know
what
I mean?
Okay.
Right. That's right.
So you know that, but 9 times out of 10, man, 10 out of 10.
Right.
I got my face with that, man. I don't like trying to hear that, man.
Right.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
So you wrong, man. Either you wrong or no, not doing it.
Yeah.
Leave me alone, or you know, something like that, man. Like,
right.
Get out of here, man.
You know,
you're right.
We buried a young man the other day.
Oh, wow.
here at the church across from the station.
I buried my friend like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, this young man was about 21. Robert Lee, I think his name was, or something like that. Brown, I think it was Robert Brown, shot. Cold, and then right before that, another young man had just got shot. He was 20 on his birthday. Had gotten shot.
He was 26.
And you know, I used to be in the streets. I'm somewhat removed from it. What's going on out there now?
Yeah.
I mean, what's happening? I mean, are these just? I know they're somewhat random, but I mean, are the streets worser? Or is he just isolated incidents?
Man. Honestly, it's like both, for real, man. It'd be isolated incidents, but it's crazy out there, for real, at the same time, man. This mess, man, like, this generation is crazy, man. These little dudes are crazy, man. Like, for real, man, like, it's just horrible, man. Like,
so how do you cope with
it? You gotta rise above it, man, you know? You got to try to stay away from it, man. You can't get draped off in it. Once you get draped off in it, it'd be slow for you.
Okay.
You have all your boys in your ear and all that crap. And you don't want to feel like no sucker and all that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got to prove yourself then.
Right.
You know, you might do something dumb.
Right.
Or, you know what I'm saying? You might just be a man. Like, man, no, man, I ain't doing that. Like, we still be cool.
Right.
You know, because I had some friends like that. You know what I mean? That was cut dope. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, I wasn't doing what they was doing, but I was still kicking it with them. You know what I mean? Like, they was my friends. Like, I knew what they was doing, but they was my friends. Like,
right.
But I wasn't doing what they was doing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Like, but I still looked at them as a friend.
Right.
You know what I mean? But what they did was just what they did. Like, that's not me. I'm cool.
Right.
Like,
that's
whatever
right.
You say, no, leave me alone.
Right.
I'm not doing
right.
it.
Right.
We still kick it. You know, we
right.
still be cool.
Right.
What you do is what you do.
Right.
But, well, I'm cool.
Now, let me ask you now. Have you ever been in an incident where, you know, your friends say, hey, man, let's go out, you know, for a drink or have a good time or whatever, and something in the society you said, nah, man, I'm not going. I got to pass.
Right.
Yeah.
See, now that's the difference.
Yeah. That's
the Holy Spirit talking. You know, that's the Holy Spirit talking to you and telling you, this ain't a good trip.
Now, it's been times where I've been the whole day, like, I'm going out.
Right.
Yeah, like, later on through the night, I get a call, and like, what's up, what you trying to do?
Right.
I'm kicking, I'm just sitting here at the house, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I have to change my mind, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, like,
right.
Something might have something, like, either something happened that night or something don't happen that night. I call them, like, what happened? Oh, man, we got into it, or like, I bet, bro, what happened? Oh, man, you missed that, man, with such. So it's a two-way street, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you gotta look at it both ways, you know what I mean? So, majority you wanna look at the man. I got all this stuff, so she was looking for you. He was like, man, you give my number, bro. You know, that's the party I'm looking for right there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's the party I'm looking for. I'm looking for the cool party. I'm looking for
the cool party.
Right, I'm looking for the cool party. Let's chill, let's kick it, let's go have some fun, man. Let's go talk to these girls. Let's go to this movie. Let's go to this bar. Let's do this. Let's do that. You know what I mean? You in that foolishness? Stay away from me, man. I'm cool on you, brother.
Locked up stuff, right?
Man, not even locked up stuff, just on dumb stuff, period, man. Like, stay away from me. If you ain't trying to have fun in your life, get away from me.
Amen. You know, because I think sometimes, Pastor, youth doesn't quite understand the voice of the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Talking to them, guiding them. You know, I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, if you think about it, Lozen, you think about it, and I think about it. I have friends who died, who are gone, left us.
Right.
You know,
right.
They're gone.
They're gone. Yeah. Right.
You know,
right.
and you know, I never had questioned God why not why you know why they go or why me, but why not me? But I understand that you know, He's given me a purpose in life, a destiny in life. And sometimes, I mean, tell me about this, Pastor. Do you feel that sometimes people, if they all they want to do is what they want to do,
right,
and not do anything for God,
right?
Do you think eventually their time tends to run out?
Yes. Yes. Purpose. You said it, purpose.
Right.
Lo said our purpose. I think so, because we have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. That's number one. We have to be kingdom. We have to be saved. But we have to have purpose. Like, if your purpose is a clothes ministry, to put clothes on homeless men's back, it could be a shoe ministry.
Yes.
I just don't think it all has to be in the pulpit. I didn't want to be a pastor. I wanted to be a sportscaster. That wasn't God's will. So I think we have to find our purpose. I think Los has found his purpose in life early. I prophesied and spoken to his life Sunday. And I believe he's got a call on his life to preach the gospel. The church went crazy. He's still talking about it. We had a crazy service, and we were just prophesying and speaking God's word. And I know Los, I felt it in my spirit. I saw it in my spirit. I spoke out of my mouth, and it was just like, it's like electric. And that's the Holy Spirit. Like the apostle said, we have to have purpose. Purpose driven.
You know, and you know what? I'm gonna second that prophetic word.
Wow.
I'm gonna second that, because when you sat down, the first thing that came to my thought was a preacher. First thing. First thing that came. When he first sat down. No, today. When he walked in.
Today.
Yeah, I hadn't felt that before. I hadn't even thought about it.
Wow.
But I just, you know, I kept it to myself. But when you sat down,
wow,
the word preacher came.
Yeah.
No, and see, you know.
No question.
It's going to be a journey for you.
Yeah.
It's going to be a journey for you, and you may want to try to, you know, you know. I don't think you. I don't think that you would deny the call.
He's not going to run.
I don't see that. I don't see you denying the call. But I see you being who you are.
Yes. Preaching the gospel.
You follow what I'm saying? I see him being who he
is.
I see you being who you are in how you deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Exactly. That's big and deep to put on a brother for real.
But
I ain't gonna lie to you. I've been thinking about it ever since Sunday.
Now, you hadn't told me anything. But when you sat down, I saw it.
I saw preacher.
Yes, that's okay. I said, all right. Then you brought it. I said, okay, that's a confirmation of what I heard. So, you know, that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
That's a very good thing.
That's powerful, man.
It's very powerful. And God bless, you know, True Light Church for receiving that.
Yes.
And for you speaking that.
Yes.
You know, over his life, prophetically.
Into his life.
And into his life.
Yeah, he received it.
And you're receiving it. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. Let me know when the trial term is.
Let me know when the trial.
We're going to get a camera crew.
Minister Jam preached their initial sermons. We taped it on KZ. Watch it on the archives. Minister Alexis preached her sermon in October. Minister Jan did hers in October. They're getting ready to be ordained this February. And then Los is going to be up next.
Amen. Is Jazz okay with the baby? Do we have any callers?
Is Jazz okay with the baby?
And why don't you come on in and join us? All right.
We got our new addition. Yeah, he's alive. Marcus Jr. is in the house. One of my future deacons. 27 years from today, I'll be ordaining him as a deacon in the Lord's church.
27 years from today.
Amen. We got Marcus Jr. in the house, man. I'm proud of Jazz as a mother. And let's talk about this, Jazz, being a Christian woman, college educated. You know, one thing I like about Jazz, we can really go deep. Somebody told me this, and it was powerful. Me and Antoine was talking. And we know, no disrespect to the brothers out there in the club, Jazz could have easily hooked up with a dope dealer, guy driving a Range Rover, and he's balling out of control. He heard this. But see, she said, sure could have.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, I told Antoine, what makes Carlos and Jazz and them not do that? So I want to ask them today on our last show of the year. Carlos could easily be selling kilos, and Jazz could easily be the dope man's girlfriend. End of the song, the dope man's a dope man girlfriend, something I'm learning.
Something like that.
So what makes you guys, I want to know, as y'all pastor, spiritual father, because I'm proud of them, they're awesome. I want to know what makes y'all so kingdom. Like, how do y'all stay away from that, Jazz?
Well,
Okay, I just want to first put it out there that I don't have a problem with the dope man. That's what you do. I'm not judging. That's your lifestyle.
Your brother,
that's up
right.
to you. But me, personally, I think that I deserve more stability than that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's fast, quick money, and they out doing their thing, grinding or whatever, whatever.
That's
but
right.
that's not stable because any
right.
day, any given moment, they can go to jail. And I can be the dope man's girl that got their baby, and I'm doing this on my own. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's one of the reasons. And, two, I'm just not attracted to that kind of lifestyle because then the kind of dudes that all the girls be attracted to, they flossy,
right. okay.
they got
yeah.
this, they got
right.
that. I ain't really about that life.
Yeah,
just like going to Ohio State, for example.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of guys that, like, I'm sorry, but the athletes.
The athletes, right.
All the girls. Groupies, they flocking, they want to do it.
I know it, we know.
They're flocking, they got money, they got a certain status.
Right.
I'm just an ordinary type of female. I'm the type of girl that'll mess with a guy who ain't got much, and I'll help you get up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I help you and motivate you to get where, you know what I'm saying, to where we can floss together. You don't have to be that type of person that I'm going to be attracted to. I'm just not into that kind of stuff.
I like
right.
that.
Now your husband, right? Marcus, is it?
Yeah, his name Marcus.
Marcus.
Not officially married.
Not officially married. Not officially married yet. But, you know, I remember him. He's a very fine gentleman,
mm-hmm.
hardworking.
Came off the streets,
doing the right
yeah.
thing, you know,
yeah.
getting into the barbershop and going from there. And you're right. You know, when the Bible tells us, and Pastor, I know you can attest to this, you know, he who finds a wife,
mm-hmm.
you know, finds himself a good thing and a blessing.
Amen.
Hell yes.
You know, a blessing from the Lord.
Right.
And you're right. It's good that you have that attitude,
right.
you know, that you're willing to work together.
Yeah.
Like you said, a lot of females are like, come on, Lois, you can contest to this one.
Right.
You know, show me what you got,
right.
what you have.
Right, right.
If you ain't got
you know,
a certain status, a girl won't even give you a minute of her time. Certain females. They'd be like, oh, he ain't got no car. I ain't talking to him. Situation or they hustle or they grind, you never know. Cause
that's right.
First of all, what you bringing to the table?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I ain't saying I ain't bringing nothing to the table. I think I'm
right.
a good catch. I bring
yeah,
a lot to the
right,
table.
Right.
But at the same time, I see potential in people. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Right.
And
that's
I don't know. I ain't saying nothing wrong with it. You got it good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so that I'm not saying I don't want them kind of things now.
Right.
That's okay if you got it, but I'm not just attracted to people for those reasons.
For those reasons.
I mean?
That's good.
Amen.
Wow,
amen.
God. What about Los? What keeps you out of that life, man? Because a lot of the young brothers, you know, down here incarcerated with me, met a guy today, 29. He said he's never worked a job. He's been selling since he was 11, 12 years old. Now he's looking at like 15 years. And he was just breaking it down to me. He reminds me exactly of you. He said his grandfather was a pastor, and he told me I could talk about him on the show. But he kind of got off track, Los, and I was telling him about you. So what keeps you away from, you know, God's no respecter of person. What keeps you away from that lifestyle?
First off, you know what I'm saying, I got nothing but love for, you know what I'm saying, my fellow D-boys, you know what I'm saying, not fellow D-boys, but
right.
D-boys, you know what I'm saying, I got nothing but love for them, you know what I'm saying,
right.
like I said, previous show,
right. yeah.
that, you know what I'm saying, that man ain't trying to do nothing but feed his
family.
You know what I'm saying?
We always talk about
that. That's what I feel like, you know what I'm saying?
Talk about it over the phone.
You know what I'm saying? They're trying to feed their families, man. Plain and simple.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But me, personally, that little two-year-old boy, I can't do it, man. I love my baby too much. Like, I love that little boy. So much.
Unconditionally.
Like they say, you never know love till you have your own.
Right.
Man, that is so true, man.
Right.
Like, I told a girl I love her. I mean, I thought I loved her. You know, but when I touch him, oh, my goodness, man.
Flesh and blood.
I be like this sometimes. He just be looking at me. I'm like,
hey,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's why I couldn't do it. You know what I mean? I work a 9-to-5 any day, any time.
If you have to.
You know, whatever I got to do for that little man, I would, you know what I mean? But I just can't. And that's always be too paranoid. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
too paranoid. You know what I mean? Like, it's too paranoid, man.
I'd
be too laid back, man. Just be sitting there, every time I turn around, I got to look over my shoulder. You know what I mean? I'm too laid back for all that. I like to chill.
You like to chill.
You know, I'm like to be sitting there, I ain't worried about no. I worry about somebody walk past me. That's it. I ain't worried about nobody coming. Hey,
watch the door.
What you doing, man?
Yeah, right.
None of that. Forget all that crap.
Yeah, that lifestyle is very stressful.
It is stressful.
You know, it is a very stressful lifestyle.
Right.
And you're right. I remember when I was married to my first wife, and our sons were into that lifestyle.
Right.
It was hell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was used to the phone ringing at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Come get me out of jail.
Right.
You know, what?
2 in the morning.
You know, those calls, get me out of jail calls. You know, or hey, there's been a shootout over on this street, or that street.
Right.
You know,
that's
come get so and so. And I'm like, this is crazy life. But I, you know, I thank God, you know, that He brought me through it.
Right.
You know, I had a chance to His, oh God, man, His grace, to bring me through that, experiencing that lifestyle and bringing me through it. So now I have a better understanding.
Right.
Because I would have probably been the cat. If I didn't go through that lifestyle, I've been the cat that would have been judging them.
Right.
I know me.
Yeah, you know, right.
I know me because I know how I was raised.
I used to be. Like,
you know.
I didn't understand, like, how could you sell drugs to, you know, people? That's somebody's mother. That's somebody's, you know, father doing these drugs. You know what I'm saying? You messed up their family.
Man,
I thought about it.
Right.
I thought about it.
It's
alcohol, it's cigarettes. And if a drug dealer is selling drugs to feed his family and things like that,
right.
I'm not condoning, I'm not saying
it's right nor wrong.
Right. But what I'm saying is, who am I to judge? Like, this person going to get from the next drug dealer, or the, you know, or he gonna go buy a pack of cigarettes or some alcohol. So who am I to judge to say this drug dealer is wrong for doing what he's doing? Because I mean, on the other hand, somebody can say a rapper is wrong for rapping about what he rapping about.
Right.
I had to sit back and, you know, realize, like, you can't really judge.
And you know, I don't know if back in the day when I was, you know, involved in the streets, Ullman Avenue, was the street that these kids had built up.
Wow.
And the traffic on this one side street between, you know, Lakeview and 126, you know, it was just constant traffic stopping off at, you know, their grandma's house, basically, in that area, you know. And I looked at the neighbors, and I said, you know, now, why aren't the neighbors doing anything? And it hit me that they knew these boys since they was kids.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
And they knew, you know, mother so-and-so, and she raised all her children over there.
Right, so, you know.
And ain't nobody, it was loyalty.
That's
one thing I learned from the streets.
Loyalty.
It is a loyal thing.
Exactly.
You know, as long as you in your area.
Right.
Now, don't go on nobody else. Don't go to the block over.
Right.
You know, because that ain't, there's no loyalty over there.
Right, exactly.
And then the way they would cover for each other, because there was a couple murders that occurred that was right there at, you know, that I'm in the thick of all this stuff.
Wow.
And, you know, I'm like, why aren't y'all telling on this guy?
Right.
You know, why aren't you?
They ain't seen nothing.
They ain't doing her nothing. And it wasn't because I was afraid of them.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't afraid of them.
Right.
It was, they was loyal.
Yeah.
Right.
They were loyal.
Wow.
You know, but they ended up getting caught anyway.
Right.
You know, the whole group of the guys got caught. And, you know, they were saying that my son provided the weapon, you know, for it.
Right.
And I think they gave him a little time. Not as much time as these guys. These guys got life, basically, 15 years of life.
That's the way I look at it, too. It's going to be consequences for all of our actions.
Right.
So I'm not going to sit around and worry about the dope dealer or judge
the
dope dealer because, I mean, God sees it all. You know what I mean? And it's going to be consequences for however you live your life. That's how you live your life. And you're going to have to answer to God one day or another.
At the end of the day, that's what you got to answer to.
Exactly.
Plain and simple. No matter what you do here, he sees everything. You got to, everybody got those secrets.
Right.
All of us in here got that one.
We got that one
that's in the back of our mind right now as I speak.
That's what I'm talking about right now.
That nobody in this world knew about
but you and God.
You.
God. But when you get up there, you're going to be like, so what's up with that?
What's up with that?
Playing a little, you're going to be like, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
So why you do that? Or
right.
How did that come about? Like, so let me, explain to me how that happened.
Well,
before I let you over here, you know?
Preach it, Dr. Mike Friedman.
What about that? Yeah.
Was preaching a sermon one day, and he said, "How many of y'all in church? You know, y'all sitting. Where were you at Shoe Light?
Church, okay.
How many of y'all in Shoe Light?
Right.
Would go up there and start, you know, patting a woman on the butt." At Shoe Light. How many of y'all do that at Shoe
Light? Right, in the church?
In the church, yeah, at Shoe Light. Let me do that. How many at Shoe Light would go into the bathroom and smoke a joint? How many would?
Wow.
No, you don't do that at Shoe Light. No. Okay,
Now,
True Light, located on 55th,
that's right,
is a building.
Right.
It's
the building.
A building.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You're the church.
We're the church, yes.
Okay?
Right.
So, if you wouldn't do those things in the church building,
right,
why would we do those things in the church?
Gotcha.
I feel it.
Okay, because see,
makes sense.
Hold on. Okay, watch this.
All right.
God, the Holy Spirit,
right,
indwells in you.
Yes.
All right.
No, you're not. That your body is a temple.
Once you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
yes,
He rests, rules, and abides
in you.
In you.
And us. Right. And that's right.
So, anything you do, at any place you go,
in the body.
Guess who you taking?
Yeah.
You're taking the Holy Spirit. You're taking the church with you.
Wow.
God don't have to have no microscope or no thing watching you.
Right.
He's in you.
Yeah.
He's in you. And you know how I know He's in you? Because I bet you can give me some word that He spoke.
Yeah. I sure can.
That's right.
I bet you can quote some scripture.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means He's in you.
The Holy Spirit.
Now, you might go to one of your boys on the street.
Mm-hmm.
I say, give me some scripture. He might be like, I don't know no scripture.
Right.
Guess what? God ain't in him.
Okay.
He ain't in him yet.
Right.
But once He gets in you, then He brings back to your remembrance.
Right.
And see, what Dr. Mike was trying to bring about was that the building isn't the church.
We are the church.
We make up the church.
Right.
We make
the
up
church.
The body of Christ.
Yeah, we are the church.
Right now, if all of y'all took the pews and everything out of that building,
yes, right,
okay,
right.
And a liquor store moved in there,
right. Yeah,
it'll be a liquor store, right?
Be grabbing booty,
and everything,
smoking joints, right?
Just because I stand in my garage,
mm-hmm,
don't make me a car.
Ooh, I like that. All right.
Amen.
We say amen.
Amen. So here's the key.
Right.
What we do,
right,
with this temple,
right,
defines us.
God is with us.
He's with us.
He's with us. And that's why when we were talking a little earlier, Lord, you say, you know, sometimes you just say, hey, I don't want to go out.
Right.
I want to stay.
The Holy Spirit.
It's the Holy Spirit in you.
Right. That is.
That's saying, hey, I'm going to save him tonight.
Exactly.
And it always ends up, not always, but a lot of the time when you say, I don't want to go, something ends up happening.
Right.
Like, see, I wasn't meant to be there.
Right.
You know,
right.
Had I been there, maybe that bullet would have been for me or you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Anything could have happened had I been there.
Or hooked up with that chick and I'd have caught HIV.
Yeah.
Hooked up with that guy caught
HIV.
Yeah.
Right. Sometimes
that's the love of God.
But sometimes then it'd be vice versa, man. You'd
be
like, man, I'm glad I was there, man. I got us up out of there. Well, I'm glad I was there. I made him don't mess with her.
Right.
I was there.
Right.
Yeah. I got her.
I made sure
she ain't nothing happened to her.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm glad
right.
I was there.
Is that perfect?
So like I say,
right,
it's always a two-way street.
Yeah.
Right.
Two-way street.
Well,
you'd be happy that both ways,
God,
pretty good.
God was there.
God was there.
You'd be happy both ways.
It's
pretty good.
And if the children, both of them have kids, Los Jr. and Marcus Jr., Los said, because of the kids. So it's all about our kids. The Holy Spirit moves on our hearts as parents to bless us and put us in a position to be good parents. And I believe if you have a kid out of wedlock, that's why I'm looking into the camera, you got a kid out of wedlock, you've been cast down, cast aside. I've got two grown boys, 28 and 22. The first one was out of wedlock. God still loves you, still cares about you. Come on in. You'll meet Jazz, you'll meet Los, and they'll tell you about it. You're still a great parent. A mistake, and a child is not a mistake. Let's stop saying that. A child is not a mistake. I just don't believe that. No way is a child a mistake.
Everything
happens for a reason. So if you are 21 to 30 and you've got a child out of wedlock, we got the church for you, True Light Church. Come on down and check us out. Great, young, powerful, Holy Ghost-filled parents.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So the baby's back there sleeping, huh?
He's wide awake.
Well, he's quiet.
Yeah.
Good baby.
Wow, he's wide awake. The cell phone's been blowing up. We thank you, but if you want to call in, 347-539-5088 is the number. Come on, 347-539-5088. My cell phone is blowing up. All of you have my personal cell number. I see the phone going off. Thank you for the callers. Thank you, Rick, for saying how much you like Los. Los, he said you keep it real. Rick's 46 years old, and he admires Carlos.
No.
Rick Chan said, no, he don't. He just blew, Chan just shot it down. Rick, here's my man Los. You said it, Rick. Rick's 46 years old. He admires you, man.
There's always one.
Rick and the boys, they watching at the shop. So, man, good big ups to y'all, man, to that automotive shop. And y'all got to give me the address. They fix cars like nobody's business. Rick, I promise you, next Tuesday, Lowe's going to blow up the shop. So we want all my friends who are calling us, we're going to blow up your business even on air. But Rick and the boys, y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm going to give out the shop name and address next week. There's your man, Lowe's. He's doing it, man. I know you're proud of him.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, give us a call. The number, again, is 347-539-5088.
Wow.
Go ahead, say that again, Jazz.
347-539-5088.
Wow.
Hit us up now.
Amen. We thank God for that. Wow. Well, it's exciting, man. It's the end of the year. We're excited tonight at 10 p.m. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party. At the church, at the light, it's blowing up. We get it on Instagram. We got it on Facebook. We had it on the website. We got it on the radio. We got it on the TV. Shout out to my man, Wayne Dawson, who said he couldn't be with us because of his schedule. But thank you for following us and watching us. All our followers, man, thank y'all. This has been a powerful year these last 3 or 4 months. We just thank y'all for supporting us. Shout out to Sanjay Beach for helping us be a blessing at Christmas, blessing families, man. We bless families. We partner with the Grafton Correctional Institution, and we bless a needy family with $1,000 cash right in the sanctuary, amen. And we thank God for that. We had our new members contest. Sandy Cheney brought in the most new members. We thank God this year. We took in over 100 new members. Man, we're proud of that, man. Souls being saved. Classes are being taught. We're getting ready to get this thing pumping, man. And look for us. Look for us. Our next step is to go on television. We're going to be on Channel 19. We're going to make it happen in the calendar year of 2014. But watch us right now. Channel 21. Time Warner Cable in Cleveland,
10:30
Monday and 6:30 on Friday.
And eventually we're going to get those shows back to where they're supposed to be.
Yes, that's right.
Had a lot of opportunity to talk with the station, had a few technical difficulties, then they're off.
Good.
But we're going to have all those newer shows up and running. But if they don't catch them, they can always catch it at KZRadio.tv
as
well as on YouTube and Ustream. So
they're
all over the internet.
We out there on Facebook, everything. We out there. Don't miss, we're going to be talking about it. Jazz and Carlos. Carlos, I tell you, man, the white affair was unbelievable. Last September, we had an all-white affair. We're going to talk about that. Now we're getting ready for our red affair. Tell them about the white affair.
Yeah, white affair was good.
It was good.
Yeah, they had a real nice time, man. The band was together. Everybody was up there looking
Carlos
sketchy.
Carlos was trying to dance.
No trouble with my my cousin.
I sure did.
So those were saying like Chris Brown out there. He was like Chris Brown.
Hey, you know, man, you know.
Yeah.
You know, shout out my nigga Breeze. Shout out my man Breeze, you know what I'm saying?
Breeze,
talking
Breeze,
the moves.
Hands like Breeze.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
talking
right.
The moves.
That's
she's
right.
Jealous.
No.
Jabs out here like Beyonce. Jabs out here like
I was how many
you
months?
Was drunk
I was about 8 months
yeah,
pregnant.
Yeah,
8 months pregnant. Had on stilettos.
Was
still was line dancing, getting down. Carlos couldn't hang.
I was working for the Lord. You got the cheese.
Yeah.
Right, that's right. We had food.
I was working for the
Red Affair. February 7th.
Now, the Red Affair, what takes place? I mean, the dancing,
dancing
food,
food,
and
food,
fun,
music,
social.
You just having a good time.
And you just wear red, huh?
Yeah, you
have
a red.
Fun, man.
Come
see you. Well, come see this, man.
Be just
wow,
like even better.
And the Lord
turned
water into what?
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 Holy Ghost, God.
You know what? It will be served by yours truly. So come on, get up.
Yeah, he
come
is.
Come get you some Welch's.
That's right. Come get some Welch's grape juice, David.
Have a nice
day. We're going to pray with Pastor James and his beautiful wife. They're going to come out February 7th. We're going to be blowing it up all next month. We're going to be in Horizon Magazine, so pick it up, Horizon Magazine, and watch us on our website, our broadcast, everywhere in January, The Red Affair. All roads going to lead to our Red Affair. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. Look forward to being here.
So can I ask you brothers a question?
Sure.
So, how old is you guys this year? Like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Y'all always talking about that. Always doing this. How is y'all doing? How is y'all doing? How is your year going? Like, this
well, you know, the faceless voice
going,
on your show.
Right.
Faceless voice.
You know, it was a trying.
Man,
it was a trying year for me.
It was a trying year.
I left, my job in 2013 because of health. And so I was on dialysis. I'm on dialysis. I've been on dialysis for a year as of December 21st. And so it was trying in a sense that it was a challenge. You know how to you know maintain you know your health and all that stuff. But challenges was a good thing for me because it's bringing me into 2014 ready to
Alliance.
Yeah, you know. To do what I got
to
do. You know, to do what I got
to
do. I mean, sometimes you have to go through those tough times to get to those better days. And because, you know, especially if you work for somebody for so many years, you really depend on that paycheck.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
And so I went a year without a paycheck and having to, you know, build the business and build my other businesses and stuff and get that moving so that I can continue to, you know, provide for my family and live.
Right.
So it was good. It was a good stretch. It was good. And that it was a challenge, but not a bad challenge.
Right.
It was a good challenge. And
you
know, well, I met Pastor Hinkin this year. You know, and the True Life family.
Yeah.
We got some great radio shows and some great people coming on. So that was great. You guys weren't here a year ago, so that took us up to another level. Exactly. So overall, man, it was a challenging year, but it is a good year.
Praise God.
So what's up with you, brother?
Man, good year for me, True Light. Y'all know we doing it big. I'm excited. 59 years ago, Reverend Dr. William Harris had a vision. He was at the Mount Sinai Baptist Church. We're going all the way back now to 1954.
Talk about
that. Yeah,
talk
and then he said, I'm already up there. And then he said, hey, I got to blow up the church. I'm like, see, we're talking about an apple. That's all I talk about is apple. Okay, I'm reading this book. Okay. I'm reading this book. I'm reading the autobiography of Steve Jobs about Apple. Okay, I'm reading that. So Carlos is right. He said, in order to be successful, you have to talk about your passion all the time.
Yeah.
And when people ask you a question about something else, it should be, the basis should be your passion.
Wow.
So those, that's why I always bring to church.
Good
but
stuff.
Okay.
See, he always hears
yeah,
stuff.
A lot of work, man. But Lois is right, man. I'm excited about the church. But let's go personal. Just great, man. Proud of both of my sons. Here's what it is, Lois. My grandbaby's 5 years old, Chandler. And I've got a chance to raise another generation in Christ. It's amazing how God deals with me with Chandler. So the way God deals with me is the way I deal with Chandler, and God has showed me that. We were at the store with some bananas. Papa, I want those bananas. They weren't ripe yet. They were green. Right. And I'm teaching them. I said, so, man, you can't have them yet. They're not ready. I want them. They're ready. They're there, and they're ready. So the bananas are there. They're ready. He could get them, but they were green. I explained to him they're not ripe yet. God then led me to Galatians 5:23, the fruits of the Spirit. Then Los brought me back to me. He said, I've got the new church for you, but you're not ready yet. But it's already there. But now I took the bananas home. The bananas started turning yellow. And then they were ready to eat. So God told me in 2014 he's going to get us ready to eat.
I said
the Holy Spirit moved through Chandler, moved through Carlos. I'm good, man. Been grinding hard, been going hard. But the church is what's going on. At my anniversary in September, they're going to send me on a cruise. So I'm going to sail out for my 12th anniversary celebration. They gave me a cruise package. So I'm going to take a break. Haven't had a vacation in 2 years. I'm going to take a break in February, and I'm going to do some kicking it. Then I'm going to come back for the Red Affair.
My year. I found out I was pregnant in the beginning of the year when I was making a decision to be celibate. I was ready for a change, and I was just thinking real hard, and I'm like, I should try it, and we were trying for like a few months, and then I just started feeling weird, and stuff was going on in my body, and I went to the hospital, and they said I was pregnant. I'm like, woo! So the celibacy thing, he was like, dang, it's a little too late. My baby, I'm pregnant, I'm with child, he's coming, so that whole year I had to prepare mentally from being a young single girl who was just young, coming out of college. I just graduated. I didn't have any, I didn't have another life to worry about. It was just me. I was, you know, I had my own everything, own house, own car, everything. So it was just easy. I was just loving life, being young, having fun. And then, being young, having fun. Don't use it. That's my
sermon material.
Okay. But when I found out I was pregnant, my whole mental change. I'm like, I'm out here, I'm being young, I'm still being a responsible person, but now I have a whole nother life I have to prepare myself for. So I just start just praying more, grinding more in my religion, trying to get God to just work on me so I can be ready to be a mother, because I didn't want anything in me that wasn't good as a mother to, you know, to come out on my son, to influence my baby or any kind of way. So I just been really praying the whole year, just trying to be a better person. And it was hard. I ain't going to lie. It was hard mentally preparing to be a mother.
Amen.
Wow. Amen.
But this is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Amen.
Best thing. I love it for a boy.
All right, it's on you.
What
about you?
That wasn't the question. That was more than that. It's back on you. It's been a weird, silly kind of year, man. You know what I'm saying? I had my ups, I had my downs, I had my in-betweens.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but majority, I've just been cruising, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The best part of this year, you know what I'm saying? To me, I feel like I stepped my daddy duties up, you know what I'm saying?
Amen.
I stepped my daddy duties up a big notch, you know what I'm saying?
Like LeBron does his game.
You know, so hopefully in 2003, I said 2003.
2014.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully I can just be an even better one. You know, just keep evolving.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, you know, they're like LeBron said, like, man, I know y'all get tired of saying this, but
right.
I think I got better. You know what I'm saying?
Say that, cuz.
Like, you know, they say every year, like, but he don't be lying. Every year,
he
gets better at something. So, like, at something, he gets better. So, hopefully at something, I get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at that little baby. That little baby loves me.
Surprise.
That little baby loves me.
Unconditionally.
You know,
that's my little
everything, you know?
Your bundle of joy.
Right. If it wasn't for him, man, I don't know what I'd be doing. For real.
I'm looking.
Honestly, man, if it wasn't for Los, man, I don't know what I'd be doing, man.
They make you better. I really believe
so
that.
So once y'all get married, how many kids y'all want to have? You think once you get married, settle down, like how many more kids you want to have?
I used to say I wanted four children.
Four.
But now that I have one and I see how hard it is, it's a beautiful thing, but it ain't no walk in the park. It's some hard work, and you got to be a person that's willing to change your whole lifestyle and give your this little person your everything. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because
right.
they need you. They need. Right. They don't have anybody. They can't fend for themselves. So.
That's right.
I wanted four, but now I think I want two. A boy and a girl.
Those, what about you? How many once you settle down and get married? How many kids?
Man, I'm cool with one.
Cool, man.
Man.
Like Antoine,
I thought he was going to say he wanted more because, you know, the men don't mind how many kids.
Don't mind. Right.
Y'all don't got to carry
that's
them,
just,
though.
No, I mean, no, that's
we
them,
don't got to birth them.
That's,
yeah.
them. That's them old school players. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
The old laid-back country boys, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm a city boy. I'm a city boy. Like,
that
no.
One, wow,
I bet your daddy had about a couple of them, didn't he?
Well, no, actually, I come from a family of four.
Oh, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Two boys, two girls. Three boys, three girls.
See what I'm saying? I bet they were the old country boys, too.
No, my dad was no country by no means.
Definitely. You a city boy?
Four?
That's cool. See, a country boy?
Boy.
Five. He got a star lineup and a six man. See what I'm saying? That's what I say. Four was cool. Everybody else, like I say, I'm a city boy.
Right.
If I do settle down,
city boy.
I'd like maybe like just
one
two
nine.
More. One or two more.
That's right.
No more after that. No, man. Like, that's too many.
Hey, hey, you know what he says now.
That's what he says.
There ain't no
says
now.
That's
what he says now. All of a sudden, the Holy Spirit going to hit him. Shoot, I'm going to need me a piano player for the church. I'm going to need me a drummer. I'm going to play a little
congregation. Left, they put what's the young brother's name?
Randy in there.
I'm serious about my two. My body will never be the same again.
Wow.
Once you have a baby, it's not funny, girl. You can't get your body, but I look at like I earn my stripes. This little stretch mark here and there, I earn my stripes. Yeah, so I embrace it. But
God.
I ain't trying to do it all the time. I still keep popping them out. So.
Well, we got a few minutes left, Pastor.
Wow, last show of the year, man. We're excited. Going into 2014. Just excited, man. We're just thankful. Shout out to Deacon Bernard, my right hand, my chief deacon, my adjutant. He just takes care of things for me. He's just a powerful man of God. The staff at True Life, all our staff, yep. Tasha, Alexis, Jan, Dwight, just name by name. Denise, Jackie, just name by name, individual by individual. Y'all know I love Sandy. Our outreach ministry, our Saturday outreach ministry, our Randy, our GED classes Monday and Tuesday. Shout out to Jerome, our AA classes on Thursday. Man, we got it going on Monday, Tuesday, GED, Wednesday, interactive Bible study, Thursday, AA classes, Friday, Adam and Eve, where we get together, the men and the women. Shout out to them and the things that they're doing. And then Saturday, our outreach, 7 days
a week,
man. We are just pumping it, and it's just we just all to the glory of God, man. But watch us in 2014, man. Mama said knock them out. We're going to knock them out, too. We coming. Yeah, it's our year. We coming. We have one more piece of land to buy. And then we got that whole city block, man. Big come up. Over the last 3 years, Carlos, we took in over 362 new members. Man, 11, 12, and 13 has been unbelievable, man. Saving souls, sharing the gospel, having fun, fellowship, and just kicking back. Uncle Byrne, come on here. Deacon Bernard, he's got to come in. He's our main man. He makes it happen, man. He's the guy that makes it happen.
Uncle Byrne,
my chief deacon, Deacon Bernard Avery, the adjutant, man. He just handles the church, handles me, handles everybody, looks out for us. Close it out for us, Uncle Byrne. We affectionately call him Deacon Bernard. My friends call him Joe Biden, so y'all know what that makes me. Amen.
Hey,
Barack. Hey, man. Come on, Deacon Bernard.
Shout out to everybody that's
everybody.
Known in the Cleveland area. We're on 55th and Quimby.
That's right.
We got night watch service tonight.
That's right.
10 o'clock.
Be there or be square. Ain't no party like a Holy Ghost party.
Holy Ghost party, so you better come on down.
There
then you leave there, you can go do what you want to do. Get God here.
and then go get yours.
Hey, and we know how we do it in Christ, same way we used to do it in the world. The devil is a liar. After the party, there's the after party.
That's right.
Go home, man. You better go home. Pastor, you better get in your car and go home.
Amen. We love y'all. Thanks for watching. God bless. Peace, love, joy to the family.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, man, that was good, y'all. We got something going.